the Sas Emes in the sixth parsha points out that the accusations against Moshe were in the areas where Moshe was actually the greatest and the best, and they're accusing him of the extreme opposite. They're thinking that Moshe Rabbeinu's goal is to be the leader of Klal Yisrael, and he wants to lord it over Klal Yisrael, and that Moshe Rabbeinu was the opposite, that he did not desire to be the leader, he tried to push it up to somebody else. He did not take advantage of his position, like he says later on. I have not done anything negative or improper to anybody. I'm very careful with everybody's covered. And he's being accused of the opposite. So the Chiddush HaRim brings from the Sas Emes brings from the Chiddush HaRim. The Chiddush HaRim said in the name of the Pshista, that the Pshista said that the nature of the accusations against Tamid Chachamim commonly go along this line, that they're accusing the Tamid Chachamim the exact opposite of what he is. He doesn't say why that should be so, and why is it that that's the nature of what happens. But he suggests one thing, that Moshe Rabbeinu in his anivus did not even feel a need to clarify and to point out to people what he was doing and what he wasn't doing. Because why should anybody be sitting and worrying about what I'm doing? So they did not realize how much he was being careful with other people's items and taking advantage of people. Because how would they know? Maybe if they had a personal experience, they would know. But Moshe Rabbeinu was being careful in his own mind and his own hanhagas and not telling anybody about it because he's an onav. So they would not know. So that would explain why that they weren't aware, and when the accusations were thrown, they didn't respond with the answer, that's ridiculous. But why it is that this is the nature, he doesn't explain. However, there's a different point over here which you could point out. There's a Gemara in Kedushin in the last parak. The Gemara says a story. The Gemara says a concept, and the Gemara says a story. The Gemara says a concept called Kolaposel Bemumoy Posel. If a person is disparaging somebody, he's saying he's puzzled, he usually will pick on that which he, the speaker, actually has that issue. The Gemara says it to the point that there was an individual who used to, when he got into a fight, he would call people a mamzer, and they looked into the speaker's yichus, and it turned out he was a mamzer. So since that's something which he thinks about, and it's on his mind that he feels the pain of it, he will hurl that at other people as an insult or as an accusation. So I once had this aura. I once saw an article written against Rav Moshe, accusing Rav Moshe Feinstein of bias for his yeshiva. I said the only thing you can take out of this article is that the writer is a person who would feel bias towards his yeshiva when he was in that situation. See, he's so far removed from the greatness of Rav Moshe that he can't even contemplate that there's somebody who's able to act in a higher plane than he is. So he is so debased. And by him, the idea of bias towards your own, something which is for your benefit, is so ingrained in him that he can't contemplate that there are people in the world who are beyond that. And that's what Chazal is saying, called Paisel B'muma Paisel. When a person makes a psulin something, it's because he himself is flawed with it, to the point many times that he can't even contemplate that there's another way to live. So Kara comes along. Excuse me, and accuses Moshe of having a desire to be pushing himself forward to be the leader and lording it over Klal Yisrael, etc. Because that's where Karach had his failing and his flaw, and he sort of ascribed that to the others, and that somebody else could live in a different plane, and that's not his goal. He maybe believe that such a thing might exist, but when it comes down to the Maisa, he's always going to see that negativity, that negative interpretation in somebody else's action. Have a good Shabbos.